know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Sarah Whitfield, the Public Information Officer for Santa Rosa County. We're going to have a chipper morning over here, and we have a lot to talk about. Yes. Good morning to
you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, you're welcome. And also, congratulations on the big win for your Braves.
Yes, I used to go all the time as a kid with my family, and Chipper Jones hit a home run on my birthday one year. So, you know, just really awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So this is like that really like hit your heart last night.
It did. It was so cool.
Oh, that makes me so thankful. I love those kind of things. And of course, congratulations to the Atlanta Braves, our World Series champs. It was so fun to watch. I love rooting for the underdog. And it just shows like that hard work and determination pays off. And we see that in Santa Rosa County.
Yes.
Lots of hard work.
Yes, lots of hard work going on right now. We've got a lot of things happening in the county. Usually we start kind of slowing down in the holidays, but we are not doing that this year. We're going full steam ahead. So if you are looking for holiday events, please consider Santa Rosa County. So we have a couple of corn mazes. This weekend is your last weekend to enjoy those in the north end of our county. And then coming up on Saturday, we have our 40th annual Homemakers Holiday Fair. And that's going to be at our county auditorium, which is on 4530 Spikes Way in Milton from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's no admission fee. It's free to get in. And you can buy all kinds of homemade crafts from local vendors. There's going to be homemade soup and sandwiches and desserts. There's going to be door prizes. And you can also purchase a ticket to win a queen-sized handmade quilt. So there's just a lot going on. We hope a lot of people will come out and see our vendors and purchase some local goods.
And where is that again?
That's going to be at our county auditorium. It's on Spikes Way in Milton.
Spikes Way, Milton. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then we also have a painting class down in our south end at the Holly Navarre Senior Center. And that does cost some money. It's $25 per person, or students are $15. And if you want some more information on that, you would need to call the Holly Navarre Senior Center at 936-1644. They are going to provide the paint and brushes, or you're welcome to bring your own supplies. And then on the beach, we have Shark School at Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center for the kiddos. That's going to be this Saturday from 10 to 11:30. You can explore all about sharks, shark biology, shark conservation, and each participant will receive an intro class, shark arts and crafts, tooth treasure hunt, and a certificate of completion. So, yeah.
Man, that is a lot for one event.
It is. I mean, these guys at
who's planning this again?
This is our Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center. They hold a lot of classes throughout the year for our kiddos.
Yes, they do. And I have to admit, I haven't been able to take my sea turtle obsessed child. She has a sea turtle with baby sea turtles that go into like a pouch, which I don't think is anatomically correct, but that's okay. And I've heard amazing things about them.
Yes, they are an amazing group of people. They are trying to teach kids all about conservation efforts and how to, you know, make sure you're picking up after yourself when you leave the beach. Don't leave your stuff out there. It can harm the sea life and the birds and, you know.
And filling in your holes, which is something I learned when I moved here. Like, it's so cool, all these different things that they educate people about.
Yes, and adults can enjoy the tour too. I've been to the conservation center. It's a really neat place.
So. Oh, absolutely. I love it. Okay, and that was happening what day again?
That's this Saturday from 10 to 11:30. So you can find more information on their website, NavarreBeachSeaTurtles.org. Okay. Yeah. And then, of course, we can't forget that Christmas is suddenly exploding everywhere because Halloween is over. So
it's literally like somebody waved a magic wand and I went into a store on Friday or Saturday to like pick up last minute items for a costume and then have not been back into a store until yesterday. And I was, what happened? Like, it was like I stepped into Santa's workshop, but I also kind of love it.
I kind of love it too. And you know, Hobby Lobby starts in July. So
yeah, that don't get me started. I have caused some fights about that. So we're going to keep moving.
But anyways, I know a lot of people look forward to the Christmas lights displays at Sowell Farms, and they are going to start opening up on November 26th. So immediately after Thanksgiving, they're getting started. And in case you forgot, they won the Great Christmas Fight.
And very much deserved. I cannot say enough good things about that family and every individual involved. They're so incredibly nice, and they do an absolutely amazing job every single year. And I look forward to it. I mean, it's not like I live right by that area. It's, you know, you take a little bit of a drive. It's a beautiful drive. And once you get in, you don't want to leave.
Exactly. And if you've never done the train ride, I highly recommend it instead of just driving through in your car.
It's worth it. You get the popcorn, so your hot cocoa, and you go and chug along. I love it.
Yeah.
So November 26th.
November 26th, that's when they're planning to open up. And then if Christmas parades are your thing, coming up the first week of December, on December 3rd, we've got a lighted boat parade in downtown Milton. And then on December 4th, we've got Joy and Jay Christmas Parade in Jay, Florida, the annual Navarre Christmas Parade and Christmas in the Park in Navarre, and then the Milton Christmas Parade in downtown Milton. So lots of parades coming up soon.
That's so good. Yes. Did we miss out on parades last year? I'm trying to remember.
I honestly can't remember either. 2020 like seems so long ago.
It does. And it kind of seems like there was like a lapse in time when Christmas came. And so I'm just excited. I'm excited to see all the kiddos and all the people. We're all kids inside. Everybody be able to enjoy those things.
Yes. And we don't want to forget our libraries. They have a lot of events going on right now, like at the Milton Library. If you're really into interactive games, they have a ton of interactive games set up at the Milton Library right now, all month long in November, and you can go and play. And you don't have to sign up for anything, just see a staff member when you arrive. And then the Friends of the Gulf Breeze Library, this weekend, starting on Friday actually, they are having their Friends of the Gulf Breeze Library book sale. So you can load up on all kinds of books for very little money.
Really?
Yes.
And I was always wondering, why do libraries sell their books? Like, don't they need them?
Well, actually, these are donations that the libraries receive throughout the year. When our Friends of the Libraries groups, they take in these donations for us, and a lot of them have a little store set up in our libraries to sell them throughout the year.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And then once a year, they have like this big library sale.
I love that. Yeah. And the money goes directly into our libraries.
Yes, it goes to help with a lot of our children's programs.
Love. I love that. Okay, and when is that happening again?
That starts this Friday from 4 to 7, and then Saturday from 9 to 3. So that's at the Gulf Breeze Library. They are on Shoreline Drive.
Incredible. Okay, Gulf Breeze Library. Oh, yeah. Know exactly where it is. Perfect.
Yeah, and if that was not enough, there is always something going on in our animal shelter.
That's right. Puppy, kitty, heaven.
Yes, so our animal shelter just started a new Dogs at Work foster program. This is where businesses can choose a representative from their business to foster a dog, and that dog is allowed to come into that business and quote-unquote work for them. And it's a great way for them to get socialized with other humans and potentially meet an adopter. So we really want to get our businesses and our community involved. So if you are a pet-friendly business, please see our animal shelter, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. Fill out that foster application. Come pick up a cute little doggo and help us get them adopted.
Get out of town. We could just be like News Radio Cat Country wants a dog to chill with us for the day or two.
Yeah, day or two. The fosters can be as short as a few days or as long as a month or so. Just anything to get these dogs out of the animal shelter, because we are still packed.
Yes, that's right. Okay, and we do have about a minute before we have to take a break. So can you give us a quick update on how things are going at the animal shelter?
Yeah, so I believe the last count was we have about 50 dogs in our animal shelter right now. I can't remember how many cats we've got, but it's a lot. It's more than we need in the animal shelter, so we really need the community to step up and foster and adopt. We can't take any more dry food donations, but we are taking everything else on our wish list right now.
Okay, perfect. And where can they find the wish list?
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals.
All right, very good. Yeah, you know, you think about like those kind of things. Hey, if you're thinking about a Christmas gift, what better way than to go and have your kiddo pick out their own new pet?
Yes.
And you know that they're coming from a place that has loved on them and is rescuing them from the, you know, either potential neglect, potential harm, or just they're wanderers and they happen to just need a place to stay.
Exactly.
So I love that. We're thinking Christmas already. I already can just hear Bing Crosby in my brain constantly. So what better way to talk Christmas than a new puppy? Everybody, like, you know, thinks like that's like the ultimate gift, right? What's the ultimate gift to you for Christmas?
A kitten, honestly.
Okay, yes, that's right. This one and their cats. This one, oh my goodness, I was hoping you would wear your cat outfit today. It's one of my favorites. But I say, it's Sarah Whitfield here with Jenna Barr on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We got to take a quick break here. It's 9:45. Would love to hear from you this morning, 850-437-1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
On a daily basis, the professionals at Mainstay Financial Services hear, "I don't have a plan for my money." You might have done a great job accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, and passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road to financial security so that your money will be around for you and your children and their children. Visit them today at MainstayPensacola.com or call 850-437-3127.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Station. When the papa found out he'd be began to shout. We started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
9:49 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you and happy Wednesday. Sarah Whitfield is here with me. She's the Public Information Officer for Santa Rosa County. We're talking all things. We've covered holidays. Of course, we're going to podcast this later. So if you want to hear more about all the amazing things happening in Santa Rosa County that you can take advantage of as soon as this weekend, please catch our podcast later on today. Go online, newsradio923.com. Look for podcasts and then find Pensacola Expert Panel. Let's keep moving. You mentioned something, and I'm all about the anything that has to do with peanut butter. So what is this peanut butter challenge you're talking about?
Yeah, so this is something our Extension Services does every year. They do it in Escambia County and multiple counties across Florida. It is the Peanut Butter Challenge, where we collect peanut butter for low-income families. Oh. So you have until November 24th to bring, obviously, brand-new, unopened jars of peanut butter. You would be surprised how many open ones
Stop
we get.
Stop it. Stop. Yeah. No, Sarah.
You can bring them to multiple locations until November 24th. One is at our extension office, 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton. Or you can bring it to any of our county libraries. So that's J. Pace, Milton, Navarre, and Gulf Breeze. You can also drop it off at our extension J office, 5258 Booker Lane. At our administrative complex, 6495 Caroline Street in Milton, at the South Service Center, 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway, or at the Visitor Center, 8543 Navarre Parkway. So there is no excuse. We have a lot of locations where you drop off peanut butter. So check out and watch for deals at like Publix and Target for sales
BOGOs
on peanut butter.
Yes.
Yeah, get the buy one, get one from Winn-Dixie and come and drop it off. And you're helping local families. The peanut butter stays local when we collect it here.
A lot of people hit hard times in life, and I have to say one of the best things that saved me was peanut butter and having it. It's not super expensive, but it has that protein and all the things in it. So yes, love that peanut butter challenge through November 24th. What's next on our agenda? It just blanked out of my mind.
Oh, yes. So Hamilton Bridge Road.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people have been wondering when that was going to open up. We had hoped for the first week of November, so this week, but then we found out that they were going to go ahead and replace the cross drains for the Pea Ridge Connector project that's right there near that location. So it is now going to be closed until the first week of December. We're really sorry.
Give us good news. Okay.
A lot of people are very frustrated about this, and I completely understand. My commute to Pace is longer because of this delay, and our bridge took a little longer to replace because of all the rain we had. So
that's true.
Now we are shooting for the first week of December, and we're very hopeful that that will continue to be the time frame when we reopen Hamilton Bridge Road.
Of course. But you know what I say, Sarah? And I say I'd rather have it done right than have it done quickly.
Yes, and part of the reason that they're doing it this way is to avoid having to close down Hamilton Bridge Road multiple times. So, yes, they kind of got started in the middle of us rebuilding the bridge to replace this cross drain, but it's better for us to keep it closed and let them go ahead and finish this project rather than to reopen it and then close it, reopen it and then close it.
No, so, that would be even more frustrating.
Yes. So I understand everyone's frustration, and the crews are working as quickly as possible to finish this up.
Okay.
Yeah, but another thing we need residents' feedback on right now is the proposed redistricting that may happen in our county. It is not official. It has not been voted on yet by our commissioners, but the proposed change is to add the Holly community into District 2 to balance out all of those districts so they're more equitable. And you have until tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. to give some feedback on that. You can go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov. Go down to our latest news section, and you'll find the news release there and get the link for the survey.
I love that you look for community input.
Yes, we want to hear from the community. We want to know what they think about this proposed change. We really want to hear from our Holly community and what they think about possibly being absorbed into District 2 and no longer being part of District 4.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of a big change.
It is a big change. Yeah. But hey, yes, please give your input, and you have till 4:30 tomorrow.
4:30
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Yes, and then on November 9th, that's when our commissioners are going to discuss it, and they may go ahead and vote then, or they may decide to delay the vote until our December meeting if they need some more information.
Very good. Okay, excellent. All right, next. We've got some jobs.
Yes, we have a lot of jobs open in Santa Rosa County. Just like many of our local businesses around the area, we are struggling to get people to come work for us. And I think this is the most jobs I've seen open in a long time. We have 26 open. Two of those are student positions and two of them are intern positions. But other than that, 22 job openings in Santa Rosa County. And I will tell you, I've been with the county, November will be 11 years. And I have loved working for this county. We see a lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes. It's good to see the growth in our county. And also the benefits are really great for county employees. You get 11 paid holidays. You get 4 hours of annual leave for on every paycheck, which is you get 26 paychecks a year. So that's 104 hours a year. And sick leave, you get 8 paid hours of sick leave a month. There's all kinds of health insurance options. It's just a really great place to work for, and the people are awesome.
And you're awesome. So what you're telling me is pretty much there's no bad reason to not work. Like, you have to go get a job in Santa Rosa County.
Yes,
there's so many different things. And you showed me the long list of all the different areas that jobs are available.
Yes. So some of the ones that are closing soon, like on Monday, we have a beach manager position. So you'd be down in our Navarre Beach office. And how cool is that to work on the beach for your job?
Yes. Yeah. Be a mermaid full time. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I guess you could talk to him about being a mermaid, but I don't know if that's in the job description, but
you could pretend.
Yes. We do need a beach manager to help us with all those activities down there. We're also looking for a communications specialist, which is in our 911 dispatch center. So you would be the first responder in our county. So if you love helping people in the greatest time of need, come apply for our communications specialist position.
Yes. And then where can they go online to find all of these different job openings?
They can find them at santarosa.fl.gov/careers, or you can just go to santarosa.fl.gov, and there is a button on our homepage called Job Openings. Makes it really super easy.
Okay, perfect. Sarah Whitfield is here, Public Information Officer with Santa Rosa County. We're going to wrap things up after this short break.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The holidays will soon be here, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is now taking pre-orders for turkeys. They'll offer Thanksgiving Day meal packages, dessert trays, holiday meat, and cheese trays. All case orders of wine will get 10% off. Costello's even has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. Hams, turkeys, prime rib, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, all cut to order. Stop in at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
In 1985, my brother Charlie and I opened Vinoy's Tires. Our goal, to make every customer a customer for life.
For 35 years, we've built our reputation on fair prices and quality services to keep your family on the road for all of life's important adventures.
From family road trips to new drivers' first time behind the wheel.
Vinoy's is the name that you can trust to get you there, because at Vinoy's,
we'll treat you like family.
Man, I wish I could fly.
You don't have to wish you can fly.
Hey, I'm TJ with Pensacola Air Flight School, and we want to get your head in the clouds and teach you to fly with lessons now available. Take a discovery flight for only $139.99 for a limited time. You can learn to fly as a hobby or as a commercial pilot. We're your experts, and we'll give you the training you need to succeed. Come discover the freedom of flight at Pensacola Air Flight School. We're online at kpnsair.com. That's kpnsair.com.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out this morning with Sarah Whitfield, Public Information Officer for Santa Rosa County. She has just shared all of the amazing things happening in Santa Rosa County. And also, just a reminder, they are hiring. There's tons of jobs. And, you know, lots of fun, lots of things happening, lots of changes and growth happening in Santa Rosa County. And thank you for just spending time sharing with us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me. And if anyone wants to know how they can stay connected, you can sign up for our news releases at santarosa.fl.gov. You can follow us on Facebook, Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, Santa Rosa County Emergency Management. Find Santa Rosa County Emergency Management on Twitter and follow us there too. So there's all kinds of ways to keep up with what's going on in the county.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you again for taking time with me this morning, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're talking all things wild. Yes, Paul is joining us from Running Wild coming up next.